It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Caregivers on the Can Talk Radio Network with our show where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. We have Ed here with us today because we're live at Largo Central Park in Largo, Florida at the 10th annual Safety and Health Fair. And thanks to Vaughn on the boards in the studio there, Vaughn. We appreciate all your help.
Of course, of course.
Oh, there he is. Yay. Hi. We'll bring you double chocolate next week.
Thank you.
It's always a good thing. And we have, as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Linny.
How
Welcome
are you today?
Welcome home.
Yes, I am home. I am back from the frozen tundra of Boston and Rhode Island, where I did slip on the ice and fall on my fanny, because you know that's just going to happen with me.
I know, you're just very klutzy.
I'm just a little bit. Thank God I'm in good shape.
I missed you.
I missed you, too. We have a lot of catching up to do this afternoon. Yeah, unfortunately, my aunt had to go into the hospital when we were there, so it was with the emergency in the middle of the night. And I'm telling you, when I fell, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting right behind it, and I'm screaming to the Lord, please don't let me be hurt. Please, God, please. So it is what it is. And we have a special guest on the show today, Mr. Jay Hess, who is a hypnotherapist. So if I start acting a little weird, you can blame it on Jay. I came to meet you at your office a couple of weeks ago. I had dropped off my grandson. I said, Tommy, I'm going to meet this hypnotist guy. I don't really know who he is. I said, so when I go in his office, I'm going to give his secretary your phone number. I said, so if about an hour from now, if grandma calls you up and goes, squawk, 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 I said, you know he got me. You have to come save me. Like, you're crazy.
You're all okay, though, right?
Yeah, I'm all okay.
All right, good.
I'm okay. So, first I want to say a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Frank in Clearwater, Jen in Canada, and Chris in Ohio. Like I always say, there's always time for new listeners on Connecting Caregivers Radio. You don't even have to be on time. You can listen to the podcast. It doesn't cost you anything. So, please, tell your friends, because it delights me when a show is over and I go back to my office and somebody says, I saved $300 on my prescription because of something I heard on your show. Or I called my mother. Or, oh, I didn't know someone could come in and help with bathing for my loved one. So the more resources we can get out there and let and more information, the better. And starting this week, we're going to have a tip every week from Tammy Taylor. Tammy Taylor was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Introduce yourself, honey.
Hi, I'm Tammy Taylor, a certified health coach with Hope for Health Now, the tour guide for optimal health.
And so Tammy is going to come on the show every week and give us a tip. And I think if you pay attention and you pick up some of these tips, it will definitely help your health, because Tammy has been through a journey in trying to find health, and she's like the Sherlock Holmes of the figuring it out. So what's the tip for this week?
The tip for this week is for our home environment. And the tip is to add 2 cups of white vinegar in every load of wash you do. Mold is a problem, and it's not good for our health. And this is going to kill mold. It'll also kill bacteria and virus. And don't worry, it's not going to make your clothes smell like vinegar.
Yeah, that's the first thing that's going through my head.
Yeah. You won't smell it at all, but it's really going to clear out that washer for you and keep your clothes extra clean.
Hey, Lynn, didn't you say something about it helps the color set?
If you put that in the wash with 2 teaspoons of salt, because I ruined my shirt last week. Can you use the vinegar after you clean the coffee pot?
Absolutely.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
So it's all a good thing.
Yes.
So thanks for being with us today, honey.
Thank you so much.
And all listeners will look forward to hearing from you every week.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. All right. So, Mr. Hess, what's happening? So you're new to the Tampa Bay area.
Well, I've been here 2 years now.
Okay.
A little over 2 years.
Pretty new, though, still.
Yeah. And I love it.
And where are you from?
I'm from Wisconsin, originally.
And what city?
What city? Outside of Milwaukee.
Not near Appleton?
No, that's like a couple hours away.
Oh, okay.
A couple hours away.
I like that name.
Apples. Lots of apples grow near there.
They do.
Yes, yes.
And you can fly.
And in Wisconsin in general. Yes.
Yeah, you can fly straight from Clearwater St. Pete to Appleton. I'd never heard of it before.
Right. I think what airline does that? Not Spirit.
Allegiant.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes. No, you're not.
Okay. So, Jay, I want to talk to my listeners about, you know, people think of hypnosis and they do think of, you know, somebody squawking like a dog or whatever, but that's not what you do. And I know there's a lot of ways you can probably help my caregivers. So let's talk about that a little bit. And how long have you been doing this? And
This is my 22nd year.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I was certified in 97 originally, and then along the way, going through additional trainings and learning other techniques to use along with the hypnotherapy. Essentially, those words are interchangeable. They're synonyms, hypnotherapy and hypnosis. Some people don't know that. So this is my 22nd year. I have two offices now, one in Tampa and one in Largo, which is near Clearwater, St. Petersburg. Uh-huh. And then I do Skype, quite a bit of Skyping as well, believe it or not. Certain sessions are very, it's not any different than a client sitting right in my office. Not much different. When you get into a more in-depth session, be using regression, going back to the source of an issue, be it someone's fear of maybe like choking or something, that's probably more suitable to have the client right in my office.
Yeah.
You know, seeing, you know, going back to a source of the issue. But certain sessions like a fear of flying or nail biting or even smoking are quite suitable for Skype sessions, virtual, computer to computer.
Then you see all the wrinkles.
You can't see all the people's wrinkles. They're in their own bedrooms. They're in their living rooms, comfortable in their offices. So people are usually sometimes, you know, right in their own bedrooms, and they're like all comfy when we connect up via Skype, and they're all ready to go. Sometimes they're lying back and chilling out, and they're more comfortable that way as well. So that's it's becoming more common. I mean, even people seeing their psychologists, psychiatrists that way. Not having to drive either.
Well, it's just the whole technical world.
Correct.
And the younger people, that's
correct.
They want to connect.
Yep, as well.
They
so,
like to connect.
The most common, there is the entertainment side of it, which is very, very entertaining. That is the entertainment side of hypnosis. And then there is the therapeutic side, which is what I do mainly. And that is the most common use of hypnosis is quit smoking and then weight loss and then any fear.
What about anxiety?
And that comes next. Panic attacks, anxiety, fears, any fears, heights, water. Right now, currently, I'm working with two fear of driving clients, highways, bridges, going over big bridges is common. Then we get into fear of water, bugs, lizards. The strangest fear I worked with was a lady that was fearful of turkeys. And people would ask me, did she eat turkey at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
And I did ask her that during the session. This is like 5 years ago. And she said, absolutely not.
But how often do you see a turkey that you would
in her backyard in Wisconsin. She lived out in the country. Yeah. Good question. Right.
Really?
She did see them often.
Or not. About 6 foot tall.
Right. So she did overcome it, definitely. So that was a good thing. So, but and then again, sports improvement. I don't know why I don't get more golfers. Tiger Woods has used hypnosis his entire career.
Really?
Had a staff hypnotist. Yes. Look it up online right there to see.
Because my sister would like that probably.
Golf improvement. I don't know why I don't get more golfers. I work mainly, but I love
golf course if you want more golfers.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, self-confidence, motivation. I'm getting quite a few clients here in the area with just like business people that are stuck in their careers. They just want motivation. you know, to move forward in their careers, or just they're stuck in their business. They need motivation. So so it runs again, nail biting. That's a whole nail biting, teeth grinding, hair pulling. So it's just,
What about the smoking, though? I mean, how many visits do they have with you?
I usually see them two or three.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Anything over.
I think some people don't go because they think it's going to be a long, drawn out process.
And if there's any hypnotherapist or hypnotist out there that wants more than three, that requires more than three, it's overkill, and it's not. It's not necessary. Not necessary. Absolutely not necessary. Not at all.
How do you think you could help some of my caregivers? So you know my caregivers, 24/7, they're taking care of somebody. They're going through emotional fatigue, physical fatigue. How could you help them? Maybe in just...
First of all, first question I would ask is, how are they sleeping? Are they getting proper rest?
No, they're not.
They're not.
And because all night long, they got that one ear because they're afraid their loved one's going to fall out of the bed.
Correct. And that's a tough one then, too. I mean, I can't handle their situation. You know, that's not anything that's out of my control, of course. But working on the sleeping, talking about their situation. And the number one byproduct of hypnosis is, of any session, be it fear of flying or nail biting or whatever it may be, is getting better sleep, is sleeping better.
Sleep is very important.
It is. It's sleep really, is really, really important.
At my age, naps are getting to be really important too. And I don't think a nap is a bad thing.
Not at all.
And I think maybe if a caregiver knew how to relax, they might have the opportunity to take a nap, because their friend comes over and says, okay, you got 2 hours. Maybe they really want to take a nap, but it takes them so long to just...
you're right on track with this, Linda. And you're right. So the sleeping would be a thing. And then just the learning how to let some of these negative thoughts go, and the worry. The worry would be a big thing.
Because most things we worry about does not happen.
Not at all.
We just worry about it.
And the thing about the worry... And the worry and the anxiety, guess what? It's a simple, simple, simple thing. When I work with my anxiety clients, guess what I say to them? It's a simple, and they look at me like, are you psychic as well? Worry and anxiety is about something that hasn't happened yet. It's something in the future.
Right.
Okay? And it's all about the what ifs, okay? What if this? What if that? What about that? What if that would happen?
Right.
What if my wife would fall out of the bed? Right. What if she would...
What if I pushed her?
What if I pushed her? What would happen then? No, but so it's all about the what ifs, and that creates all these worries and things that are not going to solve any problems at all. You know, so there we go.
Yeah.
So the way the caregivers could be working, you know, this would help them, would be the sleeping and the over helping them cope and with the anxiety and the worry and the breathing and the whole... The self-hypnosis,
a big part of it too.
And the self-help hypnosis, and the learning how to just de-stress and relax and maintain.
So,
you know, and meditate. And hypnosis, as you can tell, I like to talk, right? Hypnosis is meditation. It's very, very similar to meditation. But it's easy. It's easier than meditation, and I'll go into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
And
I think it's, you know, like I have a hard time meditating. I have a hard time centering. You know, I'm a busy woman.
Ask me that later. I'll clarify that later.
But what I do though is sometimes now, if I'm having like a tough afternoon, is I just lay on my bed and I go, Alexa, play me meditation music. And you get that. I feel like I'm in the spa. You know, you get all that beautiful music, and I just chill.
That's right.
Just chill for a half hour.
And how do you feel after that?
Oh, wonderful.
I play Candy Crush.
You play Candy, right? And it's a distraction thing.
Exactly.
Again, it gets your mind off those worries.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
As long as you're not getting your mind off your worries by like shopping or something, because that's what
I do. That.
You're right on track. You're such a logical thinker, and that's exactly right. Exactly. And
she's logical, but does she follow it?
I think I do pretty good.
There they go. No.
I think I do pretty good. I think I'm pretty well behaved. Mm-hmm. I eat well. Mm-hmm. I exercise. You do. I stop smoking.
But I think we'll revisit a little later in the show that what's the difference between meditation and hypnosis, because that's a.
Tell me now.
All right, let's do it now. The difference between hypnosis and meditation is very, very simple. Meditation is body complete relaxation. Okay, that's the goal. Complete body relaxation and the complete mind relaxation as well. The mindfulness, clearing the mind in general, clearing the mind of all thoughts. Okay, the mindfulness, not thinking about anything. Well, if you're trying to think about not thinking about anything, you're thinking about not thinking about anything. So you're thinking about not thinking about anything. So you're thinking about not thinking about anything, which leads to not thinking about anything, which doesn't work very well. It's a vicious circle. That's what I think. So thinking about not thinking about anything. So that's meditation, which I'm not knocking. I'm not saying it's a bad, you know, it's very beneficial for some people.
Right.
The hypnosis is all about body, which hypnosis is guided meditation. Okay. In general, when you go see a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, okay. Guided meditation. So the hypnotist leads you into a deeply relaxed state.
So am I laying down? Am I sitting in a chair? What am I doing?
Oh, you're very comfortable. You're in a comfortable recliner.
Okay.
Usually. Okay.
All right. Now, sometimes you see that people go laid out on a bed and they're like, I'm not doing that.
Right. But you're in a comfortable, you know, a safe, comfortable office. Hopefully, you know. Right. Yeah. Well, hopefully. Yes. Hopefully, no. But and it's about body completely relaxed, but your mind is still active. Your mind is on. You could have random thoughts flowing in and out. And I tell my clients, that's absolutely normal. During a session, you could have, like, I got to get gas on the way home, or a random thought could come in from something from years ago, just pop in, and who knows how they pop in or why. It doesn't really matter. Or your mind in the deep states, you could even, like, not even like hear me, like I'm not even there. Your mind's just blanking out on just way off somewhere, and then you return to the sound of my voice. It's quite, I mean, we could go into a lot of depth here, but
the mindful part is really important, being mindful. So yesterday I spoke at Stetson Law School.
I saw that online
about being mindful.
Uh-huh.
And I'm being in that moment. I mean, you watch people even when they eat, they don't even taste their food. They go like, wah, 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 wah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
no taste the food, feel the texture. You know, we're such a rush about every single thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just that mindfulness or hypnosis or whatever, bringing us back to base.
I could just once with I had a smoker last week, about a week and a half ago. He, after his quit date, before his quit date, I said, now, before your quit date, he had an assessment, his first session, his second session was his quit date. And he was very thrilled about when I said, not thrilled. I told him, now, when you go home before your quit date, be very mindful of your cigarettes, and you're going to look at your lighter and look at the lighter, the brand name, look at the color, be very mindful of your pack of cigarettes. Smell the cigarette. Look at the butt, cigarette butt. Look at how it's made. Look at the pack. Read everything. And then when he quit, he started looking at, like, pictures on the wall and everything, the TV remote.
I know it was.
I learned from him a new technique. Everything he was looking around, like a blade of grass. And like
wonderful.
But it was like his own distraction technique.
Well,
he really loved it. I'm like, okay, he's like looking at like caterpillars and like, he didn't say that, but.
Yeah, but when I first quit, what I did is
okay, worked for him.
Is I sent a card to somebody. So I figured I was sending out some love, and it said one day I sent like 50 freaking cards. It was a hard day, but.
Same type of thing. He's like looking at ants crawling, and I mean, he didn't say that, but yeah.
Really? So, very interesting.
Whatever works for whatever works, works.
So how can people find you?
Hess Hypnotherapy, HESS as in Sam, HessHypnotherapy.com, or I'm at 727-423-3675. So at HessHypnotherapy.com, or my number, 727-423-3675. I can be, look at my Facebook, Hess Hypnotherapy, or look me up online, HessHypnotherapy.com.
All this information will also be on my website. So you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you.
If you
Thank
didn't
you.
Get it right now,
yes.
You go to Connecting Caregivers Radio. You'll see the podcast from the show with the photo from the show and the information for the guest.
And my name's Jay Hespe. Feel free to look me up. Check everything out. I have the best ratings, highest ratings in the Tampa Bay area. So that's just,
yeah.
I'm very humble,
yes,
but that's
you are.
It.
Yes, yeah. You are. Well, right now,
but a big ham too. No.
We'll be back in a minute. We need to hear from our wonderful sponsors because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. Hit it, Vaughn.
The first shot came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
Red roses too. I see them blue.
For me and you.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver.
that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor.
No,
okay,
no,
think
no,
about
no.
It, caregiving.
It's like I'm done. I don't know. I'll think about it.
And we're back.
I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it either.
I just heard it.
Hey, guys. So here we are back at Largo Cultural Park at this wonderful fair. I tell you, we're really lucky we got really good weather.
Oh, beautiful day.
The sun is out, but there's some clouds, and it's really nice. So with us, we have our buddy Becky Moultrie. Our regular listeners have to know her by now. Because
thank
you're
you.
A regular on the show.
I love it, Linda. Always pleased to be here. Thank you so much for having me today.
And it's fun to be out with our other friends and meeting some new vendors and some new people in the community. So I just came back from visiting family. And there was some very, very nice parts about the visit, but there was some very sad and very difficult parts about the visit.
Is this mine?
I have an aunt that needs help.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying, she's fine.
That's a tough situation, Linda, and I see it with families very often. It's frustrating for the primary caregivers when the rest of the family is denying your need for help.
Well, I have to tell you, too, and sometimes they just don't even realize it, because my one aunt lives near her but takes care of her husband with Alzheimer's, so her plate is full.
Right.
So she's like, Linda, I only see her when she comes to get her hair done because my aunt's a hairdresser. She said, I don't go down there, so I didn't realize it.
And you know, very often, they present very well.
Oh, come get my hair done. I'm great. Everything,
right.
Except for when we're there day two, and they shut the cable off because she didn't pay the bill.
Right. And you need to be there more than 10 minutes at a time to see what reality is. And really going and spending a couple days, it really gives you light to what's going on.
And I think sometimes a surprise visit.
Yes.
Because if mom and dad or whoever you're caring for, you know, knows you're coming, their adrenaline gets all up and they're going to get everything cleaned up and they're going to have food in the refrigerator where they might not be doing that on a regular basis. So.
Right. And we got to see what's going on. You know, denial for a lot of families is a coping mechanism. For some families, it allows them time to adjust to this very distressing change that's going on in mom's life or dad's life. And so the way we cope is we deny. And so that's okay. You as a family member need to know that this is okay. Stay calm. Be the bigger person.
Yep.
Take an opportunity maybe to provide some educational material, you know, point them to the Alzheimer's website.
Right.
Point them to your website, Linda.
Yeah, come listen to some of the podcasts.
Yeah, go to LindaCaregiverConnections.com and see information about the disease and what's going on, and read up.
And many times too, just come to a support group.
Yes.
Just come to a support group. You know, some people are like, I'm not the support group type, or I don't want to make a big commitment. I have had people come to one support group and changed everything.
Absolutely.
They found out some information. They found out they weren't alone. They found out they weren't the only one. And they were like, okay, now I can do it.
And it takes that one connection, knowing you are not alone and you are not the only person going through this.
And you're not the only one that may be sad about it or angry about it.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Just that ability to go and vent your feelings with other people. is so cathartic.
Well, and
so healing.
So they, you know, when it's like, oh, you feel that way too. Oh, I'm so happy.
I know.
Happy.
We can all cry, or we can all laugh together, and we can get through this.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
You know, and there's another thing I want to mention too with this weekend when I was away. So, I was going to go visit my uncle also, and my uncle has Alzheimer's. And my uncle was my hero my entire life. My uncle was in Vietnam. I used to send him letters every week. I was in the 4-H at the time. I used to send him 4-H candy and everything. And he's had a tough, besides Alzheimer's, he has Lyme disease, PTSD, a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
And was very apprehensive about seeing him. Like, he's so special to me. I'm hoping, you know, as I'm driving up that he's going to remember me. So I did what I tell caregivers to do. And when I walked in, I walked right up to him and I said, "Hey, Uncle Jimmy, it's me, Linda, your favorite niece, right?" He said, "Oh, Linda."
That's awesome.
And he hugged me. Now, he didn't have that same response with some of the other people because they didn't say their name. So just a simple thing like that, when you're going up to someone, just say their name. But so there were a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of cousins came. And his children were there. And as soon as his children left, he went off. "I'm leaving, I'm going home." Now, he was born in this house, so it's not even that scenario.
Wow.
And he was very upset, and he was taking keys, and he was trying to go in other people's cars. Him and his dog were going home.
Wow.
Finally, I said to my cousins, now my one cousin is pretty good with him. I said, "Just go for a ride with him."
Absolutely.
"Just go for a ride. We're all going to leave."
Yep.
"And when he comes back, he'll be home."
Right. And the most important thing when you're with somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia of any sort is you got to realize they're in their world, and it's very hard to bring them into our world. It's just not going to happen. So go where he is. You did the perfect thing. I had a client once who told me that her husband was so distressed being in their own home, and they had lived in that home for 40 years. And she said, "Becky, what I do when he says it's time to go home is we get in the car, we drive around Seminole, and we go past," and it used to be when the water tower was there right by Seminole Mall. And she said, "We drive by the water tower. We say, 'Oh, look, there's the water tower. Let's go home.'" And he'd say, "Oh, great." And she said, "It took me 20 minutes, but he was so calm, right, so peaceful. And then we had a great rest of the day."
Yeah.
The water tower's not there anymore?
No, they put it down.
Didn't know
where
that.
Have you been, Lynn?
She's in Largo.
Oh, she's a Largo girl.
But, you know, she has her neighbor has the same issue with her husband, because he used to be a teacher, so he always wants to go to the we gotta go to the game, you know, whatever
yeah.
the game is. And she drives around and asks him to give her the directions, and he can't give her the directions. And after a while, he just kind of forgets about it. Couldn't find where it was.
Exactly, and he's at peace. And hey, you get out of the house. So.
Oh, you know them. You know them, Linda's neighbors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
And
people. When,
sometimes you'll say, "Let's stop for a beer."
Yeah.
And she goes in and has a beer with him.
That's great.
I don't know how she does it with the math test, though, because he's always giving her math tests.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's like, "Math was not my best subject."
Well, maybe she needs a tutor. She's
got
tutor
one. No, he just makes her do it again and again till he gets it right.
Oh, God bless her. You'd think she'd learned it at this point.
Yes.
Huh?
That's what he says.
So, what should our listeners... this is what I... And I say this all the time.
Yep.
I don't want my listeners to call me when they're in crisis.
Right.
When it's the last moment. Because we already decided. Maybe mom does need help. Or maybe she'll need a little bit of help in the future. Well, they should go to a home health care company now.
Yes.
They should call you and meet with you. Because then they are ready when the time comes. They may not be ready to use it that day.
Absolutely.
But then they're not in that crisis mode.
Right. And I'll come out and do a free family consultation and talk about where they are, what's going on. And I'll give them recommendations on, you know, do you have your advanced directives? Do you
right.
have your healthcare surrogate set up?
Power attorney.
What are
yeah.
some different... support groups like you do in the area, Linda, and Kate McCarty does with memory cafes, and you know, what are your different resources, and how can I connect them up to be ready? Because it is a process. This is a marathon. This is not a sprint. You're in this for the long haul.
Yeah.
And you've got to set yourself up and get your team in place.
Well, you know, I would always say your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it.
Right, right.
And the most thing is to be prepared and be in education. You know, when somebody has a newborn baby, they read every book about the baby. They find out about every product for the baby. You have to do the same thing with the senior.
Right.
Because there are so many products out there and different things that can help them, too, that people just don't know about.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, it doesn't come with a user's manual.
No.
So you got to do a little research and you got to get your team. And just like we have mommy clubs that we go to and groups that we mingle with as couples when our kids are young,
right.
You need to have those resources around you as we're aging too.
Yeah, it's really good because like where Lynn lives, they have like a community where they'll help somebody, right, take them to the doctors if they need. They have actually a supply room where they have a wheelchair, a walker.
That's great.
You know, and even a baby's bed, a porta-crib. So when people come to visit, they have things there they could use, a
right.
borrow.
And we've got great resources here in Pinellas County. We're very blessed. We have a very senior population, and our county supports that through the Area Agency on Aging, which is part of the Department of Elder Affairs from the state of Florida. The Area Agency has set up things like Diapers with Dignity.
Right.
And
we talk about
where
that.
You
That's
can,
wonderful.
Where you can get those adult briefs if you're financially things are
confidence
tight.
Confidence pants.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
They are. So, you know, if you have extra supplies, the county will take those and get them to other people. Or if you're in need of some things, there are resources out there.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
Kelly
people
Castro.
Call me all the time. And Kelly Castro, right.
Kelly Castro helps everybody.
Yeah, saving our seniors.
Yeah, she's the bomb.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's absolutely amazing. But all the time, people call me from different senior communities. You know, they give me diapers or they give me, you know, whatever they have. And sometimes, because why waste that stuff? It's expensive stuff.
It is. It is.
So what else did you want to talk to us about today?
Well, I think the other thing is when you are talking with your family, realize this isn't something where I know in my household everybody's like, it isn't fair, it isn't equal, I'm not getting the same thing.
Right.
Well, when you're taking care of somebody else in the family, it's not going to be fair, and there is going to be inequality. And the person that is the primary caregiver is going to be taking the lion's share. So it's important for you families out there that are supporting somebody who is long distance that make sure you're not taking over when you do arrive. Let that person make the decisions. Be there to help them make the decisions, but don't take over.
And include them in the decisions. Some people don't even include them in the decisions.
Correct.
Oh, I just decided, Mom, you're going to have home health now, or you're going to do this, and Mary's coming on Tuesday.
Right.
No.
And figure out.
Why are they doing that to me?
And figure out what else your long-distance relatives will do. I have several families that, you know, there's three siblings and one is here in town and he's the one that goes to Walgreens. Excuse me. Goes to Walgreens and gets the prescriptions and picks up supplies. But then the sister is long distance. She's the one that takes care of the bills.
Right.
She takes care of all the correspondence pieces because she can sit there and do online bill pay and
Not
can't be there every day. And she's good at that.
Yeah.
So divide up your
sometimes,
responsibilities.
Sometimes that other sibling that can help out physically, maybe they could just send some cash.
Yes.
That's not too bad.
Right.
And if they feel like they don't want to send it directly to the family, they could send it to the home health care company. Or they
right.
could send it somewhere.
Or to me.
Or to Lynn.
Or to
She'll
Lynn.
Take care of it.
Yeah,
I'll
Lynn will take care of it for them. Yeah, and we do have families that do that, that one of the family members is the one that we send the invoice to.
Yeah.
And that's how they contribute to helping mom and dad.
Right, which is just fine. And I think sometimes the person who's taking care of them gets so that it's me, they don't even ask the brother or sister to help.
Which is unfair to the brother and sister.
Yeah, I mean, well, sometimes two families will have me come in kind of like as a mediator, and we'll just, in one meeting,
and that's,
figure it out.
You brought that into my next segue, Linda. It's great to have a mediator when you do have families that are having trouble understanding the challenges. Having somebody like Linda come in and just navigate where we all are, level set, and say, okay, guys, this is what you need to do to make your team work.
And sometimes it's just so much easier to hear from an outsider than from your fresh sister or whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Your sister that you think's always 16 years old, even though she's 46 now.
Yeah. It tells you that she's the favorite.
Exactly.
That's the way it always is. Okay, guys, well, don't go away. It's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, and we will be right back at Largo Central Park. Don't go away.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did. Vox Life realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, Vox Life is the answer. Vox Life has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my Vox Life socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, listeners, you know that means when you hear the horns, it means get your paper and pen, because Lynn has good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do. I can't see it too well. I don't know where my glasses are, but I'm going to talk. On February 22nd from 8:30 to 4 p.m. is the 5th Annual Caregivers Conference at St. Petersburg College Seminole Campus Digitorium. The conference will provide valuable information on ways to help caregivers balance health and stress along their journey. A continental breakfast, lunch, and afternoon snacks will be provided. Please RSVP to 727-393-7711.
When you've RSVP'd, make sure you tell them that you heard about it on the radio, and know that even though the conference is from 8:30 to 4, you don't have to go for the whole day. So I know for caregivers, lots of times it's hard to get out for a whole day, but you can do that. And if respite care is needed too, we can probably hook up some respite care too.
Okay, then the Dementia Spotlight Foundation is presenting a day of free dementia education on March 8th. And a day of music and fundraising on March 9th to raise money for free respite care for our families in the Tampa Bay area. March 8th will be at the Heritage Hall of Lake Madeline Church in Tampa from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And March 9th, the Tampa Bay Alzheimer's Music Fest will be at Skipper's Smokehouse.
So on the 8th, I will be there on the 8th. I'll be giving a class. There's going to be a lot of classes. We just heard that there's like 40 firemen coming to get some education, which I think is absolutely one. Yeah, firemen aren't bad either. And then on the 9th, it's going to be so cool because it's going to be like a battle of the bands. There's going to be bands there all day long.
And who's the MC?
Who Linda Burhans is the mistress of ceremonies.
Yay.
So I will be there, but it's going to be really cool because we have covered all of the expenses. So everything raised there that day goes for free respite care for caregivers.
Perfect.
Just delights me.
Then on March 10th at 3 p.m. at the Pinellas Performing Arts Center, the Matinee Opera Players is having their next performance. The Quintessence Chamberwinds will be performing with them. As always, it is free and there's plenty of parking.
Nice family event.
Yes. On March 12th at 4 p.m. at Regal Palms in the Palm View Room in Largo, Makiba Huntington Simons will be speaking on healthy living for the brain and body. To RSVP, call Jen at 727-437-1387.
So listen, caregivers, you know I'm always telling you about these wonderful events. I'm going to be coming too next month to Sun City Center to do a caregiver spa day and a few other things. So I'll let you know about that because I'd like to keep you informed. So what's the last thing you need to tell us today, Becky?
Well, Linda, I just thank you for letting us come out today. If there's families that are just needing somebody to talk to about how to prepare for the journey that they're on, I'm happy to come out and talk with them. You can find us on our website at assistinghands.com/Pinellas, or you can find us on Facebook, Assisting Hands Pinellas. And you can also reach us via phone, 727-748-4211.
Thank you, my friend. You know how much I appreciate you always
peace.
Being here for us. Okay, Jay. What's the last thing you want our listeners to hear?
Well, thank you for letting me come on out today and talk to your listeners here. And if you want to experience hypnosis or need any help with anything, just make sure to look me on up at on Facebook, probably Hess Hypnotherapy on Facebook, or www.hesshypnotherapy.com. That is H-E-S-S, as in Sam, hypnotherapy.com, or 727-423-3675. It's been a pleasure. I hope you learned a little something today, and have a great day.
Like I say, have a delicious day.
Yes, have a scrumptious day.
Have a delicious day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jay, do you save all the Hess trucks?
I don't actually,
you
but they
should.
They can be pretty valuable, I guess. I know.
I know.
They really can.
Tom has
and I. I thought for the branding that was nice for my moving here to Florida and the gas stations, they all closed down. And I thought, oh, that would be like a reminder every time someone drove by a gas station. Oh, that I forgot about that Hess hypnosis guy. Now I won't forget to call him.
Yes.
But then they shut all down or changed their names
or
something.
Hey, I didn't
well, they
know that.
The name change or something like that. So, all right. Thank you, ladies, so much.
So our listeners, we have a bunch of radios that we're giving out today. They're AM, FM, digital, retro, very cool.
So cool.
Yes, we love them. If you would like the opportunity to win a radio, comment on our Facebook page. Comment on today's Facebook page, and we will do a drawing. We'll probably give away two this week, and we'll probably give away two next week. So, you know, we're always kind of trying to look out for you. And then you have no excuse not to listen to us because you can take that radio anywhere you want.
Where there's a plug.
Thank you for tuning in today. I know it is not easy for caregivers. To take the time to just sit down and listen to a radio show can really be a big project. So know that if you cannot tune in at noon, between noon and 1 on Saturdays, you can go and listen to the podcast at ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. You can also go there and download the caregiver affirmation. You can also go there and enter a person in the caregiver contest. In fact, there's one standing right in front of me right now in the park here, Terry Clemens. She was our yearly winner.
Yes.
So everybody that gets nominated for the caregiver contest, it's a really simple, short thing. It takes like 5 minutes to do. We, in the beginning, when we first started doing this, we thought we needed a panel to pick who the winners are. But all caregivers are winners to us. No one's got one story better than another story. So we just put all the names in a hat, and we pick out one, and we just keep rolling them. But the caregiver wins 8 hours of respite care from either Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or Maria's Adult Daycare. And they get a massage and a haircut and whatever other goodies
food
that we
sometimes,
have.
Sometimes, a nice restaurant.
We've had some nice restaurants.
Capo de Monte has been very good to us.
And just think about that, because everyone that gets nominated gets something. a little something. And I can't tell you how the caregivers respond when they see that someone cared about them. You know, it's kind of like funny, like when you have a, when you walk your dog, everybody knows your dog's name, but nobody knows your name. It's the kind of thing with the caregiver. It's like, how's your mom? But nobody asks how you are. You know, what, when you have a newborn baby, oh, look at the cute little baby. They don't ask you, have you slept in 3 days? Kind of thing. So think about that. You all know a caregiver. As Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or someone's going to be taking care of you. Just go out and do something nice for a caregiver, because most of them are not going to ask you. I had some neighbors from a neighborhood contact me recently and said, you know, we were listening to your show, and what they did was they all, each neighbor made out a coupon, and they all put it in an envelope and gave it to their one neighbor. So one coupon was 2 hours of sitting with your loved one. Another one was going to the supermarket for you. Another one was staying with your husband when you go to church, you know, whatever. And she would never have accepted that another way. They kept saying, can we help you? Can we help you? And she just kept, yeah, I'm okay, I'm okay. But when they brought that over and actually presented it to her, she got it. And they felt good about it, because you want to feel good for your neighbors.
Yes, you do.
It's really important. So please take care of yourself, caregivers, because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. Make sure you guys go and post on Facebook a comment so you can win some radios. We're getting ready to wrap it up here, and we're going to go check out and see what other good things. Hi, what time does this go on till? Do we know?
I think it says till 2 o'clock today.
Till 2 o'clock, so you can still come to the park. There's plenty of vendors here. There's all sorts of things going on for kids. They're doing hula hoops and all sorts of things. So, as always, thank you so much for being here. Tune in again next week. Next week will be our anniversary show. Because Lynn and I will be on the air 2 years. So that's very exciting. We'll have our anniversary show next week. So thanks so much for tuning in. Remember, God loves you all the time. And have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled and you need brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call. Oh.